Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. Briley is not here today because apparently we are doing Britton Unfiltered.
Yes.
So let's go.
Yes. We did an episode with your sister called Briley Unfiltered. Wanted to know a little bit more about her, the way she thinks, the way she does things, her schedule, who she is. And I know that you, over the first few episodes of the Don't You Worry podcast, had a lot of your story in it, right? You had,
yes.
You were sick for 106 days. Talked about that. You were, you passed out in the nation's capital. We talked
yeah.
about that. We got a picture of you in a police car behind bars. That happened. You had tons of push-ups you did. We heard a lot about that in the first few episodes of the Don't You Worry podcast, but we wanted to know more about you. We've been getting, as the podcast is growing, the last couple of episodes, you've not been in them because of some sickness, just kind of a cold here and there. And then your schedule is very, very packed.
Yes, it is.
So we wanted to do an episode to let everybody know why your schedule's so packed, what you are doing when you're not podcasting. So just a couple of questions. So what would you, you do some things outside of podcasting. You do things other than just sit here in front of a microphone. What are some things that you do?
Let's see. I mean, I obviously go to school. I'm a full-time student right now, freshman year of high school.
Freshman year of high school.
Still getting used to that, even though we're pretty far in.
Yeah.
It's actually going by really fast, which is crazy. I also dance 4 days out of 7 of the week. Okay. So that's a big part of my life right now.
Now, what does your dance consist of? So does this mean what type of dance are you like? What kind of dancing are you doing?
I take ballet, jazz, and then point. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And point, just for those who I didn't know this until you started doing it. Apparently point is a big deal in a dancer's life because it's when you go from just ballet to up on your very, like all the way up, right? Like very tiptoes.
Yeah. Like not only on your toes, but like over them.
Over your toes.
You have to like stay up there.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing.
It really is.
That's a skill you have to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are on
hard
point.
Work.
You're on point now. You've been doing that for a year or so.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A little bit less than a year, but
yeah.
It feels like it's been longer.
Yeah. 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 So you do dance. You are in your freshman year of school. It's going by really well. What would you say is your favorite part about dance?
I think my favorite part about dance, because I've done it so long, like I'm still not like the best dancer ever, but I'm like, I learn a lot still and I can practice things about it every single time I go. It's not just like the same thing over and over again. We might do the same stretches to kind of get muscle memory, but we still like, there's always something to work on and you have to be thinking of like a million things at once. So it kind of just takes away like everything else in my life and it just puts focus into the one moment.
Yeah. I think something interesting about dance. So I've been to all of your recitals, right? And been to all of your dances and all that kind of things. And I, you know, whenever you watch a recital or a performance, you just see all of the moves. Now in my mind, you just memorize the moves and then you do them. But at home, what people don't see is you've got these resistance bands and you're stretching feet out and you're doing all of these motions and all these moves, but it's a strengthening thing, right? It's not just I've memorized a dance, which I think is what's different about ballet and jazz and these hip hop things and the things that you've been doing that I've watched you do.
Yeah.
It's more about literally training your body and stretching out your muscles. And, you know, because I've seen you sometimes sitting in the living room floor with some kind of band around your foot and you're pulling it and all that. What's that for? Why do you do that?
I mean, it's really, so you have to be very flexible and you have to have, with point especially, you have to have like really strong like muscles in your like feet and ankles, because if you don't, you're going to break something like
yeah.
guaranteed basically. So okay. That's just kind of helping like strengthening and just a lot of flexibility stuff.
Okay. And speaking of strengthening, You also, I know in one of the episodes we talked about you doing a bunch of push-ups, but you still do a lot of push-ups. You are always doing push-ups. In fact, there's reminders on your phone. There's an alarm that goes off every few minutes on your phone. Yeah. That you then, after an alarm goes off, it's wild. After an alarm goes off in the house, Britton drops down and does, what, 10, 20 push-ups?
25 normally. Just 25? I can do them in sets of 25 most of the time.
Okay. So you're doing push-ups nonstop. Why are you doing push-ups?
Well, I mean, you make goals with me, so I want stuff. Yeah. And I'm broke, so I might as well do them for something. But that also helps me to then, like, stay stronger because I want to be really strong.
Yeah. Okay.
I want people to be like scared of me physically.
So what kind of, you're a very intimidating person. So what are you doing pushups for now? Like what's your goal right now? What is the incentive for you?
This is going to sound really nerdy, but it's for books.
Books. Which, okay.
I don't know. I'm really obsessed with the book series right now.
What's the book series?
The Christy Miller series.
Series. And this is a story. It's basically a love story.
Yeah.
Of two Christians, or it's a Christian love story.
It's a Christian love story. I mean, what else do I have to explain?
How many of these books have you read in this series? In this series so far, how many books have you read?
In this series, I've read, 12 plus 3 plus, I think I'm in the middle. Okay. I'm not doing math on the spot right now. 15. I think I've done 16 and I'm like in the middle of the 17th book.
Okay. And how long is that? And this is like over the course of somebody's life. So this story follows somebody from what, high school or middle school or high school?
High school. It's high like school. Freshman year to like
so right now
married,
you're reading
I'm
about
in like a married series.
Like a married series. So this couple found themselves and found all this and the whole story is linked together and now you're in there, they're married and all that kind of stuff. So you've got more series of these books to read.
Yes, right? I do. And they cost stuff. So.
Why? So you want me to buy them for you?
Yes, I do.
And so for the incentive of you doing push-ups, you will do push-ups and I buy you the books.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things people don't realize is way back a long time ago, we used to do incentives for reading books, right? We used to say, if you read a book, and you would have to do a book report and then I would pay you money, right?
Yeah.
It was like, was
why
it,
did I stop?
What was it? Yeah. What was it? Like 50 cents a chapter or something? Or
it was
25?
Like 50 cents a chapter if you haven't read the book, but if you had read the book before, then it was like 25 cents.
Okay. And so you would read the book, you would then explain what the book meant and then you would give it to me and then I would give you $3 or $6 or whatever it was to read that book. Best investment I've ever made because I always said leaders are readers, right? If you want to be a leader, you need to be a reader. You need to read and understand and learn. And then it kind of grew into this love for you of books that you love to read and you love to, and you're probably the fastest reader in our house.
Maybe you are.
I got
just because
a few,
you read like 50 books a year.
Yeah. I got a little bit of a upper edge of you. But one of the things I love about, your love for reading is you don't just love reading, you love the story, right? That's the reason you read it, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason you're reading this Christy Miller series. And we'll link it in our and on the YouTube page here so that you can go see this series of books. But it's been really great. So you do that. And so you're doing push-ups in order to get these books. One of the things that your mom and I were talking about was how disciplined you are. And so, you know, we've talked on the podcast before, and we even talked in the Briley episode of you are a little bit more tightly wound, we'll say, than your than your sister or than me. You've got a little bit more
energy.
Energy, sure. That's the word. I want to know, but see, I think I've figured it out. I think the reason you are less patient is because you're more prepared. So you love to be prepared for things. And when someone's not prepared, you lose your patience, right?
Yeah.
Every issue you've had with your sister is because she wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
So you, I mean, everything in your life, you do your best to prepare for it, right? You are, you set out your stuff the night before, you get your bag ready for school early, you get your dance bag ready, do you think that's because that's the way you like it? Or do you feel like that's the best way for you to live your life? Did dance do that to you? Did reading do that to you? Did push-ups do that to you? What? Why are you so prepared whenever you go into something?
I don't know. I really don't. Just because, I guess it's mostly just because it bothers me when like unexpected things happen and then I like freak out and I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I feel like that's probably why. Just because, I don't know, unexpected things have happened and it's like, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
probably why. I don't yeah. really know what the cause of that for is. Maybe like a dance recital kind of thing, just because, you know, you have to be prepared so much for the recital. And then if you forget to move on stage, you're freaking out and you don't know what to do next.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you know your moves and you yeah. got to make sure everything's... I want to ask this question just because I can.
Oh, gosh.
And have you ever made a mistake in dance during a performance or a recital?
Yeah.
How? So here's the thing. I don't remember it or I don't know it. So because I'm not sure... Because I didn't know what it was supposed to look like, right?
Yeah,
so
that's always good.
So the audience doesn't know. How do you feel whenever you trip up in a dance move or something?
I don't know. It's almost a part of me freaks out, but then I'm like, okay, just move on. But sometimes I'll be like on the wrong foot, or my previous dance recital, my hairpiece fell out on stage, and I did see that. There it goes. Oh well, yeah. Just keep dancing. Like it was falling back on my head. So there would be one point we like went, like our head went forward. So I was like bobbing it down, but it didn't help.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. you dance, at a pretty big studio. There's a lot of dancers there.
Yeah.
Do you have pretty close friends in your dancing, or are you all just there to dance?
There's good relationships. It's kind of like everybody knows who everybody is basically. Mm-hmm. And we're like, none of us are mean to each other, but it's almost like there's specific like little groups of people, and it's kind of hard to just hop around from group to group, because then it's like, okay, they clearly don't want me here. But I don't know, I feel like it's been better, especially since I was like new last year. So then I'm still figuring it out, and I'm not like tied down to one group, because I've hung out with different girls there. Like I've talked to seniors and I've talked to girls a little bit younger than me, but I mean, they're all like, yes, we all are there to dance, but we're also goofing off, like having fun together. So.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I ask is because over this last year, you know, we've moved here, we've been here for about a year, year and a half now. And over the last year and a half or so, you have developed some really good friendships. You have probably more friends than you did when we lived in our last place. And they seem to be even deeper relationships than you've had. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think it's probably just because I've been able, like, I think freshman year has helped, just because, you know, you're finding new people. Plus, I knew, like, what my relationships looked like back where we used to live. And I did have, like, I had good friends and I had, you know, I had some deeper relationships than others, but I felt like most of it was just so surface leveled. And honestly, one thing that I discovered at my old school, like, we were allowed to have our phones out at any point, really. I mean, yes, they like made us put it up sometimes, but then I got to my new school last year and like they were very strict on not having phones, so I had to talk to people. I feel like that's a big part of it too, just because like even though we can now have our phones like in high school,
yeah.
I still made those deeper relationships last year, yeah. to where then it's kind of like following forward, and I've seen like different people where I love my friendships with them. So I'm like, oh, I want to try it out with this person, or I have a few classes with them. Let me get deeper with them. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. And then another part of your life, not only you have deep friendships and you have a lot more friendships, but your church life. So I'm a pastor. You're always at the church.
You are
always, you know, the first one here, last one to leave type thing. In your experience right now in the youth group, you are helping to lead worship a little bit. You're a singer. You don't really talk about that much. I know you haven't talked about it. I know you love Christian music and you all worship and listen and all that kind of things, but you are, you enjoy leading worship whenever you get a chance to. You're a good singer. I want to say that.
Thanks.
A good singer, everybody. yeah. Good singing. Do you enjoy doing that? Is that something that is like you want to continue doing, or is that something you're just doing right now while you have the time? And, why do you, Are you looking to continue singing in that or growing in that or learning any instrument or anything like that?
Instruments? I don't know. I kind of want to learn the cajon just because that's fun. It's like a box drum thing for those who don't know the instrument lingo. But I really do. I enjoy singing and worshiping. I feel like right now I'm kind of in the middle of what I want to do. I don't really know if I want to always be on stage leading or if sometimes I just want to let go and sing in the crowd, because it's not like there's not really a huge difference besides when you're in the crowd and when you're on stage versus like who you're doing it for. Like, you're always doing it for God, but I don't know. I feel like I'm just kind of, I really do enjoy it. I'm just seeing like, okay, is that something I really want to do, or is it just something I'm doing because I don't know, Briley's doing it, or just because other people are like, you can sing, get up there.
Yeah. So if you're doing it for the Lord, you don't want to play cajon just so you can flex the whole time and show off your guns or anything. Okay. Because if you're sitting on the box drum.
It's a pro if I can, you know, people are like, whoa.
Yeah. Intimidated by you. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So in your church life and in your dance life and in your friendships, because we also, I mean, one of the things about your friendships, you spend the night at people's houses, they spent the night at our house, we do bonfires and we have all kinds of things that go on, and you are dancing all the time and you are at school and you've got some hard classes this year.
Yes, I do.
Right now you're in a physics class that is a lot it's of rough. Work. Yeah. I've watched every night as you're doing homework and you're studying and you're preparing, and then you're dancing, and then you're at dance, and in between classes you're doing homework and you're all over the place. It's a really busy season. One of the reasons why there's been a few episodes of the podcast that have come out that you're not on it, right? People are like, where did Britton go?
She's doing her physics homework.
even some of the people that have been interviewed have come in and they're like, where's Britton today? It's like, that's a long story. She's at dance and homework and all kinds of things. Hopefully some of that will ease up next semester and you can be a little more involved. But is this podcast something that you hope continues to grow and you want to be a part of long term? Or is this something you're like, that's fun right now, we'll see where it goes?
I really want it to grow because it's fun. Like, I love doing a podcast. I love talking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I also want to reach a bunch of people with this because I'm not a quitter, and I don't want to just start something, have all the equipment, have our fancy sign, like all the things for it, and then just be like, nah, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's lame.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be friends with me then.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wants to be friends with a quitter.
No.
Right?
That's right. Why would you even do that?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I'm just curious. I just thought I'd ask you on camera. The last question I really have for you, and to get your thoughts. In our family, we have a family dynamic, right? You have a sister and then me and mom. And what do you feel like your role is in the family? So you're the youngest. So you're the young one. You're the baby. You are the kid, right? The little one, even though you're tall now and you're as tall as your sister. And
I'm actually taller than her.
Are you?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
We'll see if she's going to comment on this now. Yeah. And be like, that's not true. What do you feel like your role is in our family? What do you add to our family that is specific to Britton?
I mean, I think I make you guys laugh a lot. Because sometimes, I don't know, I add spice to the family. Sometimes I'm a little too much. Sometimes I get a little too intense, but it makes it interesting. Otherwise, that's just boring. Like, nobody wants a boring Britton.
Yeah, that's very true.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes if I'm just in my, I don't know, if I'm comfortable, like, I'm always comfortable at home, but if I'm, you know, not doing my homework, not really that intense, I'll just crack a joke, and then mom's dying laughing, and then you start laughing. Yeah. Normally, it's an insult on Briley, and then she's looking at me.
Yep, then she side-eyes you, right? Yes. So the reason I say that, we talked on, I think, my episode a long time ago now. Feels like it's been months ago when I was interviewed. One of the things I talked about was knowing your name and knowing the purpose of your name. And what does your name mean?
So my first name means legend, and my middle name means colorful fire. And I think that's very accurate.
Yes, I think so too. We named you the right name.
Yes, you did.
You are a legend born of colorful fire is kind of the phrasing. Do you feel like that is that embodies you? Do you feel like that's something of who you are?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have told me, they're like, I've never had a friend like you. And one of my friends back from where we used to live, she was texting me almost, I think it was like the summer after we moved. And she was like, I cannot compare you to anybody because like you just left a lasting impact on my life. And that was really like, I clearly am a legend. Like, I don't know. I think a bunch of my old elementary school teachers could say the same.
Yeah.
True, maybe they could. True. Maybe they couldn't. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they're like, she was the worst student ever. I never want to see her again. No wonder they don't follow the podcast.
Yeah, probably not the case. Probably not the case. But I just wonder because I think that there's so much, and because you're growing through a lot of the most formative, changing years, you know, right now, and your freshman year has been a lot. You've had a lot of things going on with your school schedule and the dance. You've added things on your dance plate. You've added the podcast. You've added all these things, and you've had to find ways to take things away, right? So you haven't been able to do every podcast episode. So you've said, instead of that, I'm going to do this right now. Instead of this, I'm going to do this. How do you keep organized in that?
I think it's
without blowing up. I'll say that.
I don't. Right. That's the thing.
Yeah. Colorful fire part, right? Yes. That blows up.
Yeah. I'm more of an explosion.
Yeah. Colorful fire, you know, is fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a loud bang and then there's filled the sky with color. That's what.
And then there's a lasting smoke that just stays there. And then your eardrums have been popped and you wish you never would have seen them. Even though they can be beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Yes.
Gorgeous, even.
But it does affect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so intense. What was the question?
How do you stay
balanced?
Balanced.
That's right. I don't know. I prioritize a lot, which that was kind of talked about in our motivated episode.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because dance is a really big priority for me. And the amount of times that you've told me you're a full-time student right now, that's your job. It makes me so mad when you say that because I'm like, what if I just not do my homework tonight?
Right.
So yeah. I really have to because I also don't want to go to bed super late and then not get enough sleep for the next day. So I have to really crunch it in.
Yeah.
And how long do I have dance this night? Okay, I'll do my homework a little bit before, a little bit during my break, and then I'll do it afterwards. I might try to get some done during my free period instead of playing games on my
right.
Just chilling. Right. But so I really have to think okay, it's if I think about my day specifically, let's say it's a, I don't know, it's a Wednesday night and I have church later that night. Well, I think, okay, am I going to be singing tonight? So do I have to get to practice really early? Or could I sit this practice out and do some homework? Or could I try to do it during the school day? Could I try to lock in during class instead of giving up? I really have to think about each day specifically and think, okay, what do I have after school? What do I have during school? Is there a class that maybe I'm not doing much? So, I don't know. I try to keep it balanced. Sometimes it doesn't work. And then on weekends, I push it off till the last minute.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking out. But I don't know. I like to think that I've got it pretty balanced out right now.
Yeah.
And then I've got a week off for fall break coming up. So, that's nice.
It's always good.
Yeah. It's always great.
Gives you a little break.
No homework.
Yeah. So then what are you going to do?
Thank you, teachers.
So then what are you going to do during the fall break? Are you going to... You're going to be extra
I'm productive? Going to, sure, let's go with that. Yeah. Or make up for lost time on my phone. I'm kidding. No, I'll be doing my push-ups.
Okay.
Podcasting it.
Yeah. Okay.
All the things.
Good. Good to know. All right. I think it's a pretty good episode for the Unfiltered Britain.
Thanks for interviewing me.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out.
I got a little intense there at the end. But
it's okay. It's all right.
There's my colorful fire.
There's your colorful fire.
Join us next week for another great episode on the Don't You Worry podcast.